Good morning, Rabboisai! Ah! Lilu Nishmasim Mirosi Ruspas Mordechai. This particular email made me cry and laugh. Dear Rebelli, Toronto is officially on the map. The MDY Toronto Chabura was started over a year ago by Charlie Zolti with a small group of only 6 members. By the Siyum of Masechta Sukkah, we grew to 20, and since the beginning of Masechta Rosh Hashanah, we have more than doubled to over 50. We are confident that we will reach over 100 by Tainus. Our Toronto MDY Chabura is a tremendous sign of Achdus and Ahavas Yisrael, made up of members of all backgrounds across the city, up and down Bathurst Street, including Sephardim, Hasidim, Ashkenazim, Litvish, Mizrahi, young and old professionals, Rebbeim, and Yungalite. The MDY energy is contagious, and is all thanks to you. It is truly inspiring the way you merge Ahavas HaTorah with Ahavas Yisrael. The MDY Toronto scene will be on Matzah Shabbos, Parshas Vayetze, 8:30 at Agudah South. There will be great food, great wine, great people, including live music with the Kumsitz. No cost to join. Please feel free to bring a friend to the Siyum. It's an amazing opportunity to inspire others to join the Daf. Even our neighbors in Quebec are invited to join. And if you need a place to stay for Shabbos, we will gladly host you in one of our MDY-themed guest rooms. See attached picture. This was what made me laugh. I was talking to my wife about this. She almost divorced me. The pillowcase. It even has the book on the. There's a little book here, Guy Vidalio. It's everything. They thought about it. Look at the ceiling, Rabbi Yisai. It's unbelievable. Ah, what a dream. I think I'm going to go to Toronto. I need to stay in one of these places. There's nothing like the author of Guy Vidalio sleeping on a bed like that. Ah, and looking up on the ceiling. Okay. Is there more to this email? If you're in Toronto, you're not on the MDY Toronto WhatsApp group, please send a WhatsApp message to Yeshua Aaron Price. And if you're truly a tzaddik and don't have a smartphone or WhatsApp, please send an email to mdytoronto@gmail.com. Look, they have their own email. These guys are amazing. All right, your MDY Toronto reps, Arya Blau and Mayor Planka. I guess they kicked those other two guys out. Who was it that started? Charlie Zolti's gone. Shalom, bye-bye. They took over. P.S. We were informed that there's no more MDY merch, so we decided to take merch to the next level, full room decor. All right, no, I'm kidding about Zolti. All right. Was noch? Oh, this is a surprise for Nachum Seltzer. Let's see. It says like this. Dear Rebbe Umayri Shlita, I want to start by saying that I really have a clarkite in the Sugis HaGemara with the diagrams and pictures. I heard another interesting shot about a rainbow. It's not Hashem throwing chitim at us. I want to end up with a shout out to my dear sleep-friendly roommate, Reb Nachman Seltzer. He and his wife should see much nachas and atzlochen in his many endeavors. We have much atzloch in Oyar, but it's a third and long life with many talmidim until 120 unmade. The Yeshus Chayil sacrificed so much for the Shir, your children, your Eneklach, human and otherwise. Eneklach, otherwise. Bahava, your Talmud, Moshe Handler. You remember this guy? Sleep friendly. Can you imagine being Nachman Seltzer's roommate? Wow. I don't know what that means, sleep friendly. I have a few argoshes in the Inyan. By the way, Shalom Kinori just walked out of here. He made a bar mitzvah last night. He sits over here and he always has his blue. One of the nicest pictures I've seen of a father and a son learning. If you look closely, the kid has his hand on his father like this. Mom is like there, and the father is cuddling him and learning Torah at the same time. I thought it was an amazing picture. His bar mitzvah was last night, this kid. He's the kohen, the official kohen of our shul. Okay, I think we have to finish here because we're running late. We have to get to sponsors also. Let's see. Anonymous. So this is from Avi Gargir. We'll have to get to a different time. This one just says, real quickly, I wanted to say, the Hashgacha process of everything, and it says, don't read my name. I won't. I know you're not going to read this email because of what it says in here, so please don't read my name. Anyway, if you do, I really appreciate these shears. I really appreciate listening to it. Entertaining to pull it off. I don't listen to every... Okay. After watching, listening to your share on YouTube, I came across the interview with Art Scroll. Wow, you're an inspiration. Leaving the garbage behind and moving on to a different route. Now that's what I call cool. I admire that and have the utmost respect for you. The crazy thing is that I first came across your share via WhatsApp on a clip I'm not going to mention. And because of that clip, and this is like the third or fourth email I received. So even though it was a glitch and it was a busha, but at the end of the day, people join, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan. All right. Zok the Hele Gemara. Sponsors. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's another 6 minutes. Shmuliach, in honor of the Afyami Committee, I had solemn members. I brought this Torah, dear Stimagi Chir. Lilishmai Chaver, Reb Mordechai, Shlomi Pichas, Tuvio, Ben Avram, Moshe Peretz, Neir Yoyer. Mesechus Rosh Hashanah is dedicated by Yossi Nestle Elbaum and the children of Tila Ruvain, Lilinish Tzipoira, and Ashilah Fatila Sorabas is the Leah. Mordechai Aaron from Sydney, Australia, from my father's 19th yard set, Elio Ben Yaakov. Matthew Sergafter, something like that. Zir Hatfer. Lila Nishmas Nabat Bat Yosef. Robert Miller, Yartzad of Nossin Ben Yosef. Shalom Rand, F202. This guy's a serious guy. In honor of Yehuda Gilbert for hitting 2 weeks strong of doing the daf. Hashtag hook for life. By Isser Kuznets. For Refor Shlomo, for Liba Bas Fredel, and Achama Yocheved Bas Fredel. In loving memory of the Gdoshim killed in Mumbai Chabad House massacre upon the 13th yard site. Shluchim of the Rebbe, Rebbe Gavriel Noyach and Rebbe Tzim Rivka Holtzberg, Rabbi Leibish Teitelbaum, Rabbi Ben Zion Krumen, Yocheved Orpaz, and Norma Schwarzblatt Rabinovitz. Tzvi Hersh Medetsky, Leschus Refor Shlomo for Libot Dvar Bas Rivka Miriam Bas Rochel Leo Besuch Shachal Yisrael. By Mark Ashkenazi, welcome Mendy Katz of Durham. I heard that Durham is really Waterbury. But Durham, to the MDY family, thanks for being such a wonderful friend to our Yisrael, Mark Ashkenazi. Rapport family, Liv Nishmas Eliyo Ben Leib on his 7th yard side. Here we go. Mark should be on the plane watching if he knows what he's doing. Wow, this is a good one. Okay, we'll leave it for a different day. Huh? Durham is next to Waterbury, moved to Durham, so they call it now Durham. So get used to it. Says, where are we holding? Anybody? Oh, we're holding enough cafe on the bays. So, let me just show you real quickly. Oh, wow, all these have to go next. Okay, different day, different time. So yesterday, we were discussing this case without a charge, the Baruch Hashem, because you have three people from a Bezdin, number one, two, and three, they saw the moon this way. They saw the moon. So what they do is they take two out of the three, Mr. Two, Rabbi Two and Three, and Rabbi One goes down here, and he and two other people join him, two Reds that didn't see the moon. And now Two and Three testify in front of what these three. Okay? It's not that complicated. You start out with these three. Two out of the three testify that they saw the moon in front of three. Why? Because he himself is not enough. That's the chiddush over here. He himself is not enough. Ve'mal chinami. Maybe he should be enough. Three lines from the bottom. Ein lecha mumcha l'rabim b'Yisrael yoysim Moshe Rabbeinu. We said by Mamanus, if there's a mumcha in Mamanus, there's a guy that's a professional, he understands how to do, an arbitrator, maybe they call him something like that. One guy is enough when it comes to Mamanus. No. Not when it comes to Kiddush Levana, because look, who's greater mumcha in Mamanus than Moshe Rabbeinu? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you need Aaron coming with you. And you need at least two people. Lememro, the aid Nasadayan. So from the fact that these three witnesses who happen to be Dayanim by profession, they turn into Dayanim. So you see from over here the concept that an aid, somebody that testifies, can become a dayan. The aid, not a dayan. Now, not that he testified, that he witnessed it. Misspoke. Witness. There's a difference between testifying and witnessing. Once you testify, it's too late, but they saw it. If they see something, can they testify? Perhaps that's not like Rebbe Akiva, the Sanya. Sanhedrin, Shiro, Echachar, Sanhedrin. You have a Sanhedrin, not the 71, the Sanhedrin of 23 that witnessed a murder. Miktsasam nasu edim, two out of the 23 become edim, miktsasam nasu dayanim, and the rest, the 21, become dayanim. Obviously, you have to add another two to make it 23. Divrei Rebbe Tarfon. Rebbe Kiva Oimer, kulam nasim edim, vein ed nasadayim. Since they witnessed it, all 23 become possible to become judges, and therefore, it's a little bit of a problem with our sugya, because we say that an ed, if you witness something, you could be a dayan and say mekudesh hachaydash. How come it's different than murder? Afilu teimer Rebbe Akiva, it's different. Atkan loyko amar Rebbe Akiva hasam elo abedin in nefashis the rachman amar v'shavtu o'eda. V'hitzilu. Hold on, I'm trying to say. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, I got it. V'shavtu eida, v'hitzilu eida. So you have to judge the people, v'hitzilu eida. The judge has a chiyuv to try to save the accused, the murderer, any way possible. But once they witnessed it, how in the world can they come up? You could dray a hair that the glove didn't fit. You could say whatever you want. But if you were there and you saw the murder, then you can't say. Okay, so a lot of people have no idea what I just said. Not him. He had no clue. Ask him if he understood. Mendy, you know what I'm talking about? No clue. He's from South Africa. He doesn't count. Okay, fine. There's a murder trial where they were about to convict the murderer, and the lawyer got up and he said, "Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the real murderer is about to walk into the court, so don't convict yet." So they're waiting. He said, "It's going to take 2 minutes." They're waiting. They're all looking. Garnished. Nothing happened. So he says, "You see, you wanted to convict him, so why are you looking at the door? Obviously, you're looking at the door. You think that." So they leave. They come back, and they say, "Guilty, guilty. I just proved to you that he's not guilty. You were looking. You had a doubt." He said, "Yeah, but the murderer didn't look at the door. We were looking at him, and he was looking straight." So obviously, okay, fine. V'hitzilu eida, you have to come up with some sort of chap. And I had a shaila. How about Shlomo HaMelech, who knew everything? He was able to look at a person and say, "You're the murderer." We said he needs Edim and Asra, but is he capable of finding, I don't know, if he sees everything clear, he sees in a person's way, he acts and everything. Stam HaShayla. We keep in the Chazir, the Kotel Navsha. We matzu Chazal HaYizchusa, Aval Hacha, Afilu Rebbe Kiva Moida, when it comes to Kiddush Levana, there's no Chiyuv to find the Schus on the Levana. So then, even if you witness the moon, you could be part of the Dayana. The official Mishnah is sponsored by official Rufu Shlema for Brino Abbas Yenta Dvoira. Call Hashifarois Ksherim. Chot Mishal Para. Mipnei Shu Keren. Raboisai, show and tell. Bischos Eli Dolinsky. Maybe you want to step over here and help me out. I don't know. You want to blow some of these. He gave me all these shofars. We have amazing stuff today. This Rabbi said, I don't know if you all knew, but within the shofar is a shell. In the shofar, there's a bony material that's attached to the animal, and this is what it looks like. So this is attached to the animal, and this goes over. So any shofar that's hollow, like this, could be a shofar. Besides, now Eli Dolinsky, by the way, not only does he have a big thing of shofars, but he's also a phenomenal musician. He actually played at the Bar Mitzvah last night. And he knows how to blow these things, and I don't. So, something para. I know how to blow a regular shofar. This, Rabbi Yisrael, I don't know if you can zoom in on this, Gary, but it's very important. This is a shofar, a keren of a para. And if you look closely, you see all these ridges? That's why it's possible, the Gemara says. Every year, it's like a tree. You know, it grows a little like a palm tree. You know the palm tree? It looks like a palm tree. You see this? I should put it to the side. Okay. That's why it looks like a bunch of different shofars within each other. If you look closely, it's beautiful. It's mamish. This is it. This is the only one that we really need. My favorite one, I have to tell you, my favorite one. Look at this thing. Unbelievable. This is from a water buffalo. And I'm not sure if it's kosher or not, because if a buffalo is from the family of a cow, then it's also, then it would be the same thing as this. Although it's extremely smooth, so it doesn't have that chesaron. L'chayra. If it's a chaya, you know, people say it might be a chaya. It's a big enough kamina if you let it eat the chaylev, the whole thing. Water buffalo. Look at the size of the thing. And it's full of bone, you know. This thing gores you. Hashem irachem. Okay. That's one. We also have, what is this, Eli? From what? This is what the Timonim use. Now it's Rabbi Schoenberg, if you... This is from a kudu. We're going to try this. Okay. This is kosher, but the Rambam, and it's a whole, you'll iron in Rabbi Schoenberg's thing, why the Taimonim, who are so makbid on the Rambam and tradition, they use this. And it's very possible they didn't have the ram, they didn't have in Ethiopia, they didn't have all the stuff necessary. So, in Yemen, I mean, thank you. This, we'll see, this is from a ibex? No, onyx, something like that. Should I try this one? I don't even know. All right, Shkoyav. The big one I tried. It didn't work. Yeah, exactly. It's for the book. Kol HaShoifros. Kol HaShoifros K'sherim. Kol HaShoifros is referring to the ram, says Rashi, and the mountain goat. They're all kosher. Chutz Mishal Para. This is the only one that's possible. The Gemara is going to discuss why. Omer B'Yosi. V'aloi Kol HaShoifros Nikru Keren. Sorry, Michel Parish, Mipnei Shu Karen. This is not a shofar. This is a horn. It's not different. As Rabbi Yosi, Valikol HaShofar is Niku Karen, but every shofar is called a Karen in the position Emar. Bim Shoich, Bi Karen HaYoivel. If we have the pasuk here, this we can get rid of. Here, Bi Karen HaYoivel. Kishomachim is called a shofar. So you see, go together, the Karen, the Shofar. It's called, all the Shofars, the Karen. This is from Navi, we'll see later, there's a pasuk in the Torah. Or I don't have. We did. But you gotta pay more attention. Shapir Ko Omar. I did say, right? I said officially, yeah. All right, Baruch Hashem. Shapir Ko Omar, Rabbi Yosi. At the end of the day, he has a good Taina. Every Shofar is called a Karen. Verabonon, so what do they hold? Kol HaShofar Zikru Shofar Vikru Karen. All shofars, the ram, not, they start off, they're called both a shofar and a karen, as Rashi brings down. Where does it say here? Bim shoich hayoivel, vayi kol ha-shofar, it says in the pasuk. But the para, karen ikri, shofar lo ikri, the Torah never calls the bull, there's the bull, para, cow, bull, ox. The Torah never calls it a shofar, only a karen. The chsiv, b'char shoiroi, hodarloi, v'karnei re'eim, karnov. V'reb yoisi amalach, the parnami ikri shofar, the chsiv, v'sitav l'ashem, mishor par. Listen to this. Im shor, if the Torah says the word axe, lama par, so why do you need to say bull? Isn't the same, one and the same? Vim par, lama shor, elamai mishor par, he learns mishofar. It's to teach us, there's a secret hidden here in the two words. Why are the two extra words? Just say one of the two. No, mishofar. Yes, it doesn't say mefurish mishofar, but it teaches us that this is kosher. Says everybody, this is okay. V'rabbanon kiderav masna. Rabbanon say, why does it say such an interesting language? Mishor par. Just say shar, and we understand we're talking about that family. Mishor par shugadol kipar. That what? That David HaMelech is davening that his tefillah should be miskavet HaKadosh Baruch Hu like the original carbon that Adam HaRishon brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can you imagine? L'chayra, I can't think of a more beautiful carbon, the first in history. What did he do? He took a bull that was the size of a bull, and we learned that in the beginning of the Masechta, right? That all creation, all animals were created the final size. They were created adults. So that's what it says in the pasuk. He didn't take a baby axe. He took Maishar Parshu Gadol Kapar. He's already like a 3-year-old bull. He's not an axe. He's a bull. And David HaMelech is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I wish you take my tefillah like that beautiful carbon of Adam Arisha. Ula Marhainu Tamid Rabbanon Kidir Rav Chizda. I'll tell you why Rabbanon say that this Karen of a par is no good for Rosh Hashanah. So we have here Yuma, my favorite Masechta, yeah? This is Shmoyne Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, and this is the Kohen Hedyot. Yet, at the most important part of the Avodah and Yom Kippur, Lefnai V'Lefnim, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear a Shmoyne Begadim. He wears the simple, the four of Gadim. Why? Says the Gemara, Lefi she'en kategor na'ase sanegor. Because an accuser cannot become a defender. And these begadim that have gold in them remind the Kodesh Baruch Hu of the Chet Ha'egel. And that's the last thing you want to do on the holiest day of the year and the most. You don't want to remind the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, of the Chet Ha'egel. En kategor na'ase sanegor. There's a ma'isa. I have to be very careful how I say this story so it doesn't come back to hurt me. But there's a guy that's a Magid Shir in Daf Yomi, and he used to be a big real estate guy in Chicago. And this guy, I know him very, very well. There's a Maisa Shaya with him. He once hired an employee. I said the story over, but now I have to be careful how I say it. There's a guy that came out of jail, and his partner, that guy in Chicago, asked this guy if he could hire this guy that came out of jail. The guy can't get a job. He come out of jail, no job. So he was very hesitant. You know, no, he's clean, everything. Of course, they took him into the... But within a week or two, the cop showed up at the property. They arrested him. Why? He's selling drugs on the property. So this Magachir guy tells the other guy, you got to get rid of him immediately. So they fire him. So then he comes and he sues. How do you fire? He just got arrested. He didn't deal drugs. It was just an arrest. Big lawsuit. So this guy gets a letter in the mail that we, the court, whatever, we find in favor of the accuser. Of the, what is it called? The plaintiff. Thank you. The plaintiff. Now I ruined the story. The plaintiff. So my good chaver, who happens to be my kid's father, he said, he calls this guy in to the office. He says, I got to schmooze with you. We got the letter. I do. Yeah, I do. I do have a chart for this story. Yeah. He says, you see the letter? It says, we find in favor of the plaintiff. Willie, it's all over. Sorry. You're not going to get any money because they found favor in me. So he goes, oh, man. Oh, so what do I do? I said, nothing. You're out of luck. But I'll tell you what. If you accept this $100 right now and you say you're never going to sue again, I'll give you $100. Otherwise, you don't even give $100. He Pasha didn't chop the difference between a plaintiff and a defendant. And he walked away with $100. Obviously, I would never do something like that to such an honest, innocent guy. So that's why it happens to be my friend, this guy from Chicago. But... And Kategor Nasa Sanegar, over here is Mamish. Kategor Nasa Sanegar. It flipped the Maisa Shaya. It's a terrible Maisa. No. Shtick, you can't do shtick. Nah, the guy, what is this guy suing for? I'm friend. I know the guy very well, yeah. It was back in the day when he's still into the shtosim, into the gashmis. He calmed down. He got into Tyre. He would never do something like that again. He definitely paid the guy having a tequila. The guy deserves everything. Whatever. Now, I found out that the guy, Avi, is representing him now for a different case. He's suing the cops now. That didn't work. He's going to the cops. Zog the Gemara. V'loi v'oike dam par. Well, the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur takes the blood of the bull and sprinkles it. Isn't that going to remind the Kodesh Baruch Hu of the ego? And like I mentioned yesterday, two days ago, that if you make that depiction of a four-faced thing, and there was one of them is the shar, the lion, the nesher, and the human being, and there's no longer a shar because of this. You don't want to remind the Kodesh Baruch Hu of the shar. Hayav ishtani ishtani. It's a different consistency. Before it was a big giant bowl. Now it's a bowl of blood. That's not going to remind. That's okay. Remember the sefer that we had? We're using Kol HaShon. This picture has all three of them. You have the aron. The kapayres is the cover of the aron. Inside here are the luchos. This obviously goes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Nobody ever gets to see this. And the kruv. All made out of gold. If gold reminds the Kodesh Baruch of the eagle, why is it in there? Says the Gemara, Choyte Bal Yaakov Kamin. We're talking about the one that sinned, the human being that was part of the Chet HaEgel. He shouldn't do anything. But a box that's sitting there, the Aron, that has nothing to do with anything. But The Kohen Gadol himself is walking around with the ladle and a fire pan with the Ketores. You see the Ketores on here? So he's holding the gold, says the Gemara. He himself shouldn't be wearing it. Holding it is not a problem. But what about the fact that the Kohen Gadol is wearing these Shemayin Begadim outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Isn't that going to remind the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? We're talking about the holy, holy Kodesh HaKadoshim inside, and that's where the main kapara. What happens outside is not so important. Shofar nami b'chutzu. But you're so worried about this shofar being made out of an ox. It's outside. It's not a Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Gemara, kivin lizikarnu kibifnim dami. The shofar, as we mentioned many times, it's all over Shas. The shofar is what brings up the tefillos on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah. It brings up the tefillah. So that is considered as if you're inside Kodesh HaKadoshim. But wait a minute, you just went off topic. What does it say in the Mishnah? The reason is because it's not a shofar, it's a horn. So what are you giving me these other excuses because reasons that because it's going to remind the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Says the Gemara. No, the main reason really, your reason is a little weak, like you pointed out. The Torah does call it a Karen, doesn't call it a Karen. That's not the main reason, is not even mentioned in the Mishnah. The main reason is Dein Kategor Nasa Sanegor. An accuser can't be a defender. Void. And the second reason, Mivnei Shu Karen, because it's not even a Shofar, it's a Karen, which that you pushed off. The Kohamer saying Kategor Nasa Sanegor. So he's going to take the question that we had before and we answer, but he doesn't like the answer. He says, well, the shofar is outside. The only problem is going in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he doesn't believe in the whole Zikaron, and that's the main way that the tefillah goes up. Okay, and he doesn't like the answer the Gemara gave before, that they all are Karen and shofar, and Parah doesn't even have the word shofar with it. I'll tell you why the para is asur on Rosh Hashanah shofar. Echad Rachmana v'lo yishnai mushlei shofars. This looks like three shofars. V'had the para kivin the koi gildei gildei. Every year, says Rashi, it grows a little bit more. Mischazik yishnai mushlei shofars. When you look closer at it, it looks like a, you know, like a those very expensive cups that they have today, the plastic cups. You have three of them in a row. So it looks like three. Look at this. It looks like three cups, five cups, seven shemayim. But what do you give me a reason that it looks like three? The Tana said the problem is this is not a shofar. This is a horn. Same gemara that we had a second ago. The main reason is three. And the second reason is because of keren. Rabbi Yosi Amalach, the gamer shofar echadam rachman of leishnayim shleish shofar. Is this big reason that he said? It looks like three. Kivin the mechabri adodi chadu. It's not plastic cups. This is one solid piece. Yes, it has a few ridges in it. So what? Does it make it possible? Ooh, the garments of an issue keren. And the other reason that it's not a shofar, it's a keren. A shofar is not making you keren. Happens to be every shofar is called a keren. My mashma that yoivlo lishnu the dichrahu. How do you know that the word yoivlo means a male ram? It's interesting. Now the Gemara is going to go and like a dictionary and give us all these different words and what they mean. This is I went to Arabia. Did you ever notice that in Shas, Rabbi Kiva was here, Rabbi Kiva was there, he was on a boat on Sukkot, and he was in this in Persia, I don't know, all over the world. What was going on? He was fundraising. Very good. He was Gavi Tzedaka, he was fundraising. No joke. Ah, Mamash fits in. So I found out that this word, and they had a problem with these words. Not everybody understood these words that might be part of Lashon Kodesh, might just part of the vernacular, whatever. They had problems. And here he found out what this word means. Yovla means a male ram. Galmuda. Galmuda, she's by herself. My galmuda, gemula da mebala. You break it up. There's actually a maisa that a Yerushalmi guy came to the Gaivid and he asked him, he said, listen, I've been telling people that I'm collecting for Isha Galmuda. Can I take all the money and give it to my wife? So he said, listen, it happens to be that when people give money to Yerushalmis, they understand they're taking it for themselves. So don't go ahead, just, it's not a problem. We can, yeah, yeah, yes, Yesh lahakal, he says. Again, I said this only for Reb Naftali. I know how much he loves those Yerushalmi jokes. I said it for him. Okay. Vayter. Vomer Reb Akiva. Huh? Does he think it's a joke? Vomer Reb Akiva kishalachti. I'm very proud that it happens to be that this Beis Medrash has the most Yerushalmis coming into shul for Shacharis. I don't know. I've never been to another one, but I guarantee you that I've been in other shuls. Never this amount. This... not this amount. We have new ones that never existed before. This way? This way. Why is that of a Zohar on the screen? Okay, whatever. Okay, Zogni Mara Bomber, we give you Shalakhti La Afriki. I went to Africa. Here he is in Africa on a safari. They called the ma oksita l'mayin afkimina l'farushay me oksita d'iraisa me danki. He, Yaakov Avinu, created, he bought from Chamor the plot of land. So he invented a new type of money, a ma, and you should know it's a danki, it's a sixth. Okay, Omer Rebbe, shalachti l'karcha ayom, went overseas, hayikoyin l'mechira kira. When somebody's selling something, the word to sell is a kira. L'mayin afkimina. L'farushi, to explain Asher Karisi Li, that the Maris HaMachpelah, Yaakov Avinu is saying, I bought, Yosef is repeating, that Yaakov told him, I bought Maris HaMachpelah. I bought it. It's not Esav's, it's mine. So the word Asher Karisi, what does it mean, Asher Karisi? I made a shvua, what is that, Asher Karisi? Asher Karisi, I bought it, it's mine. Omer Shlokish, Omer Shim Ben Lokish, Kishlach Detchum, Kan Nishrayo, he went to this place. So he called Lakala Ninfi. Lakala's name was Ninfi. Well, the Tarnagol Sechvi. Tarnagol Sechvi is a guy in our yeshiva. The whole Olam used to call him Sechvi. Because like the first day in yeshiva, he told the chef, Efshar Vakasha Chaticha Sechvi. He was referring to chicken. I'm serious. This guy, from that on, Nikra Shmoy Be Yisrael Sechvi. Lakala Ninfi. Mikra, Yifei Noif. Yerushalayim is so beautiful, like a knife, like a kala. Mesois kalaretz. Ulatarnagol sechvi. Omer avyudam rav. Oh, ulatarnagol sechvi. And a chicken is a sechvi. So what is that nois in la sechvi vino? That one of the pshatim is that he gave a human. But the other pshat that we say, he gave the rooster the das to understand between night and day. What's the big chiddush? We're just repeating the thing that we said in the past. Everybody could differentiate, even an owl differentiates, everybody differentiates between night and day. No, the rooster starts crowing like a half hour before it's known that it's day. He chops that it's going to be, like he has a little bit better than everybody else. Batuchos is lashon smooth. Oy minos an asech mivino. Who gave the seichel to the rooster? Mishas batuches chachma elu kloyos. Like we had in Gemara and Brachas, Marsha brings down that the kidneys is how you get your eitzah from. The right one gives you good advice, the left one gives you bad advice. And we had Dirashayla. If you're donating a kidney, she'd donate your left one perhaps. Get rid of the bad eitzahs. Is there an inyan? Okay. Oymi nosan lasech yivino zetarnagol. Levi yiglalu asro. Levi came upon a place, also Gavrila Kamei, Omalei, a guy comes over to him. Kavan Planya. Wow. It's like that Italian guy where he hit his car and he told me, I'm going to do a shiluchin on you. And I'm like, shiluchin? Yeah, I'm going to do a shiluchin on you. And that whole mice had to give him $500. Kavan Planya. Kavan Planya. Whoa. What do you want? Kavan Planya. Lehavi other Mike Omalei. I had no clue what he's talking about. Also Shol Ben Midrash. He went into the base marriage. He was trying to tell you that somebody just robbed him. Is it possible to steal from Hashem? We just turned to Chavav and Beis, Tehillim Group. For all those who need Shidduchim, Refuzim, and Yeshuas, please join us at Tehillim.8mindav.com. Sponsored anonymously, S'chus, Shal Tamar Chayo, Ba'at Sorat, Refu, Shleim, Bekorit. Omalei Rava Mibarnish L'Ravashi. Not the regular Rava, different one. Rava Mibarnish told Ravashi. Think about it for a second. If a guy comes over to you and tells you some random word, I'm going to do a shiluchin on you. So, how do you find out what it means? There's certain things you could ask a guy, not to like really get him upset, and you'll be able to figure it out. What do you ask? B'mai avaminale hechi kavoch. Yeah, I understand, but how did he rob you? Now robbing. How would it work with shiluchin? I don't know. I'm going to do shiluchin. How are you going to do shiluchin on you with my 9 millimeter? Okay, I'm saying b'mai kavoch. How and why? Why are you going to do shiluchin on me because he hit my car? And then I would understand what the word means. View savar sunuso. How come he didn't know that I could ask all these questions? Musa disur kamarle. He thought he came over to him and he's trying to make a proposition of arayis. And he didn't want to get into it. How? Where? No. You don't ask questions. You just run away from the guy. Says Gemara, lehavi yadur rabbanon ma'isirugin. So there's a Mishnah that says that if you read the Megillah l'sirugin, etc. What does it mean? How do you read a Megillah l'sirugin? They didn't know what the word meant. Pasha didn't know. No dictionary. Shamula amso debei Rebbe. Interesting that in Rebbe's house, they all knew these words, including the servants. And this servant, I don't know if it's the same one, but there's a few mices about her. She threw out these words, and we were able to learn what a Mishnah meant based on her. She saw the Rabbanon coming in one by one. Armalu, she yelled at them, you're wasting Rebbe's time. He wants to start shir. You're coming in. Just walk right in, everybody together. So they realize that it means one by one, you read a little bit of Megillah, you take a nap, or you wait a few minutes, then you read another part. That's Sirugin. They didn't know what Chagloigloys means. So they heard her again, or somebody else, one of the servants there. He was throwing away the Parpechine. Now, what's Parpechine? Purslane. Or I don't know. How do you pronounce this, Raboisa? Doc? Oh, he's sleeping. Parpechina. Huh? Purslane. Something like that. Okay. Armalei admos yatam mefazer chleglegecha. Chleglegecha. Okay, fine. So they realize that chleglegleis is this purslane, parslane, whatever it is. It's this thing. Okay. And what's an afkimina? Because again, it's something that we learned in Yuma, that you don't feed the Kohen Gadol because it could create, or no, a zav should not eat chagloglois because it increases the risk of ziva. If you're a zav and you only have one riyah, you're X amount of time, the two riyahs, you have to wait 7 days, and it could ruin the whole sphere. So the kids are, don't eat that stuff. Lo yihavi yadir rabbanon mai salsileho usurim mekko. Again, Rebbe, there's a guy playing around with his hair. So everybody understands, it's like, you know, you go like this. And I realized yesterday, and I told this guy in Koyla, I said, I hate to say this, and I want to be anti-Semite, I love Hasidim, but you realize that you got, the whole day, you're going like this. I know it's payas, I know it's a dvar mitzvah, but isn't that maybe part of the problem? Like, aren't you like taking focus off of something else? So we're going in, we had a whole nida, I was chepping, mom is chepping. But he was, no, he says, you're right, it's from nerves. Nerves is okay, I mean, the whole thing, okay. But what if a guy comes out of the mikvah and he goes like this for half an hour? That's for beauty. He said, no, the whole problem is you guys said Sally's doing for beauty. But there's also for beauty, no? Beauty of a mitzvah, all zach, okay, ayin shom. A litvak with the chassid, not a good idea. Okay, says Gemara, what? Who? No. Ah, you did, that doesn't mean other people, oh. Okay, so it's a lotion of twirling, and we said it's not a good thing to have a chup because it's silsil basar. Every kid in Eretz Yisrael knows what this word means, b'metatei hashmid, but we know it because of this Gemara. Go sweep the floor. So matate means a broom. By the way, nobody listened. Just Mendy, a personal question here. When I was in South Africa, every block has a certain type of guy, I'm not going to say that, carrying brooms, trying to sell brooms. Why brooms? What's the pshat in the broom? Everywhere I went, the guys with 5-6 brooms, you want a broom? No, no pshat. Okay, if you're from South Africa, you know pshat, let me know. They're very clean. Maybe there's something in the brew. Maybe they were hiding. I don't know. It was just interesting. Oh, this is, by the way, Mary Kenick's favorite posse. If you know Mary Kenick, every day he says this book. Hashlich al Hashem Yehovcho v'hu yichalkelecho. What does it mean? Omer Rabba Bar Chano Yom Echad. By the way, the Dubin Magid, the famous marshal, he says the guy was carrying this big heavy load. So a horse and buggy stopped for him. So he gets on the horse and buggy, and the guy turns around and he looks at the guy he just picked up, and he sees that he's holding the big load on his shoulder. She says, "What are you doing? Put it down." He says, "No, it's enough that you took me. You also have to take my package." And he says on this pasuk, "Akadosh Baruch Hu, he's carrying us through life. He's carrying through life. So if he gives you tzaras and everything, so you tell Hashem, take the tzaras, put the tzaras down, let him deal with the tzaras. Why do you have to schlep your tzaras around with you? You have problems. Let him deal with it. It's not your problem. Let him deal with it. That's the pasuk here." Don't worry about it. He'll take care. He's already taking you in the car. You don't have to carry the stuff with you. Put it in the trunk. I was going together with this shepherd, this guy, this Arab guy. I have a Dorino tuna carrying a load. I was carrying a load. Why are you carrying it? Just put it on the camel. The Mishnah, sponsored by official Rav Shleima, again for Brian Basiento Dvorah, only because I don't have the other name. Shayfa Shal Rosh Hashanah Shel Yael Pashut. Rosh Hashanah, we use something like this. This is the best I was able to get, sorry. A mountain goat. Nice and straight. I don't want to say it looks anything like this, but it's straight. This is from a larger animal. Not crooked or anything like this. This would be the opposite of straight. Shkoyach. Says the Mishnah. Upiv mitzupazov. Its mouth, not exactly where you put the lips, but right above it, is with gold. Ushtechatzoitzroitz min hatzdodim. So I have a chatzoitzra here. I should have somewhere. Also from Eli Dolinsky. This is a Yerusha. His father's nifta 3 years ago, and he used to collect these. And now, ever wants a good shayfer, should go to Eli Dolinsky. Has some shayfers. This is a chatzoyish. It's a mini, but it was commissioned by his father, I believe, and it's made out of silver. Eli, pure silver. I'm not even going to try to blow it, but it can make a sound. So imagine this: these are chatzoyches. They use this on Tanesim. They use it on Rosh Hashanah. Shtei chatzoyches min hatzdol. So you have one coin holding this chatzoytra, another one on the other side. And you have the shofar in the center. Shofar marich, because the main coil of Rosh Hashanah is the shofar, it extends the sound, the chatzoyches mikatzroyes, and the trumpets are less. The shemitzes hayoyim b'shofar. Ubitaniyoyes b'shal zcharim kifufim. And on a tainus, you use something like this. Beautiful shofar. Kafuf. Upiyem etzupe kesef. I have that also. Here we go. Upiya mitzupa kesef. This would be similar to piya mitzupa. It's not over here because you don't want to make the chatzitza, but up here somewhere. Beautiful. Now, why is this not? Somebody has to know the beauty. Why is this not? Ein anis b'makom ashiros. On Rosh Hashanah, you have gold. And on the tainus, in the Beis HaMikdash, worth billions of dollars, you're going to have silver. So he said, that ein anios b'makom ashiros is only by the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, not something like this. But also, well, this is a kli, but he says that b'negei talis, so you have to know, there's only anios b'makom ashiros in kelim, so this would be a kli, but this is silver. And silver is not considered anios. If you wanted to use a different material, but silver is chashav also. That's what he says. Then I'll give you the answer there. Says the Gemara, Mishnah, u'shtei chatzoyos be'emtza. If you have two trumpets in the center, just simple Panovich math, two trumpets in the center, so how many shofars do you have? Two. Because the only way this could be in the center is if you have on either side of them shofars. So you have two shofars, two chatzaitzers. Shofar, but on a tainus, shofar mekatzer, you make a lesser sound, the chatzaitzer marichois, and the chatzaitzer goes longer, shemitzayim, the chatzaitzer. That's the thing. Shava ha-yovel, Yom Kippur, the yovel, that we announce it with the shofar that it came, and therefore all the slaves are free, and you give back the fields. It's equal to Rosh Hashanah, says the Tanakhama, litkia v'lebrachas. That, first of all, use a straight shofar, and brachas and musaf should be 9 brachas. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, v'Rosh Hashanah, toikim b'shel zcharim, on Rosh Hashanah, you use a male ram, ubi yovlois b'shel ye'elim, and on yovel, we go with the wild goat. So we'll continue this and we'll talk about this tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.